had one of those moments. I'm going to just be straight with you. I'm straight with everybody on this show. It was one of the best moments I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wow.
Like, hands down. I said that to my wife. She kind of looked at me. She's like, ever in your life? She's like, what about, like, you know, your Vegas trips and all that? It's like, no.
You've been to the Super Bowl.
I've been to the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute. Sorry. You've been there for the birth of our children.
Well, yeah. And listen, I obviously rank those a little higher than this.
Of course.
But this is just one of those. And I don't know if anybody, maybe I'm just schmaltzy and maybe I'm silly. But my daughter and I want to give my wife a little bit of a break at the end of the day. She's got work going on. She's got the kids. She's got the little guy. He's still at home. We're trying to figure out all that balance. And I know a lot of you out there are going through exactly the same thing. It's just, it's kind of just stepping up and filling the holes to try to help each other out. Right? I mean, I think that's what's going on in a lot of partnerships and a lot of marriages across the GTHA. And so every night for the last little while, once we finish dinner at about 6:30, I say to my daughter, hey, let's go out in the yard. We'll kick the ball around. She likes to bring her Octonauts, her little figurines out. Usually the kicking of the ball lasts about, I don't know, about 5-6 minutes. And then I'm just a 44-year-old man standing kicking a ball into a net that is way too small for me. And it's somewhat embarrassing, but I do it anyway. And she sits at her little table and she plays with her figurines and creates scenarios and that kind of stuff. But last night, the dog needed to do his business. So I said to her, we had done a little playing in the yard. And I said to her, why don't we take Finnegan for a walk? He's a lovely little dog. I love him. And she said, okay, Dad, that'd be fantastic. So I get his harness on, I get the leash on and the whole bit, and he's looking, he's excited because any extra walks that he can get, he's in his element. And she loves to just, you know, she's at the point where she's not in a stroller anymore, so walking like a big kid is a massive deal to her. So we start walking down the street, and we're not too far away from a schoolyard. And I'm sure a lot of parents out there can relate to this next part. The ice cream truck comes by. Right? The ice cream truck comes by and stops in front of the schoolyard. And kids, they're so intuitive. They know the second. It's like the second they hear that little. Exactly.
The second. Or the bells.
No, it was the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's that one.
Yeah.
And she says, Daddy, can we get an ice cream? And I'm like, oh, I don't. Like, this is my first ice cream truck experience outside of my own youth. Like, honestly, I've never had to do this before. And I think she's gone to ice cream trucks before with my wife. So I'm like, I guess they take debit. It's 2021. Ice cream truck guy must take debit, right? Like, I mean, otherwise, this guy would be out of business. So we go over there, and the kids are all perfectly socially distanced. Everybody's doing their thing in the right way. Every kid's got a mask on. She's got her little mask on. I've got mine on. We're all standing there at a perfect distance. We get up to the front of the ice cream truck at the little window. And I'm looking to see, you know, first of all, what she could have, because she's only three, she's tiny.
Sure.
And I said, well, do you know what you want? She's like, I'd like a chocolate ice cream cone. I was like, okay, great. And, and I look at the guy and I say, do you take debit? And he does one of the taps on the window, like as to show me the hey, moron, there's a big sticker on the front of my truck that says.
You mean in lieu of words, here's the answer I've had to give a million times today.
That says cash only. So I looked at my daughter and I said, honey, they don't take daddy's bank card here. We're going to have to go home. No ice cream. And the guy says, God bless him. Next time I see him, he's getting 20 bucks from me easily. He looks at my daughter and he says, is it for her? And I said, yeah. And he said, no problem. And he went into the truck and he got her an ice cream cone and he handed it to her. If you saw how big her eyes were, I mean, first of all, the ice cream was the size of her head. And I said, man, like, thank you so much. Like, I was so, just so thankful that there's that kind of nice in the world. Because this guy's probably, you know, it's not, even though you're running an ice cream truck, we're talking about probably pretty close margins. So we sat on the grass at the school. We ate the ice cream. We shared it and split it together. And I just thought, you know what? This is one of the best moments because it was just so out of the world that we're all kind of living in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess my bottom line is if you catch yourself in one of those moments, hang on to it for as long as you possibly can. Like, soak it all in. Like, the dog sat there on the grass. My daughter was in her element with the ice cream. Like, it's just sometimes those little things, Jay, that give you that fuel to get to the next stop. And I think we're all kind of in need of that. So if you have one of those in your life, just hang on to it for a few extra minutes. Keep it in there in the gas tank because you never know when the next one's going to come along.
Especially when we live in a world where we manufacture everything. Photos are staged.
That's right.
We have filters. We plan elaborate experiences that don't exist unless it's on Insta. And then you have a genuine, organic moment like you had.
No staging, no hey, hold still, none of that.
Yeah. Right. And I got to tell you that the fact that that guy, you know, stopped and was like, wait a minute. Is this for you, big guy, or is this for your daughter? And you're like, well, of course it's for her. And he's like, I got you, man. I got you. That's the kind of karma that will hopefully travel with this man forever.
Also, I'm gonna have to figure out a way to rig up all ice cream trucks with debit machines. What's the deal on
that? Yeah. Hey, listen, before we take a break, Sound of Metal is actually going to be on Crave tonight.
Okay.
It's on Crave. I've been saying it's on Amazon. It's not. It is on Crave. So I can't reiterate that enough because we made a mistake. Specifically me.
Somebody at 71010. Hey, Ryan, on our text board. I like how the ice cream guy was making sure it wasn't for you. Otherwise, no dice.
Kick rocks.
Yeah, see you later, pal. If it was for the little lady, then fine. But not for you, mister. I know your game. Probably doing this to all the ice cream trucks.